copyright infringements against other independent service providers. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 today, and it is July the 28th. We are running out of July.
It is July.
And we're getting close to the raising or the falling of the debt limit, the debt ceiling, August the 2nd, a day of Armageddon. Anyway.
Of what?
Armageddon, you know, like Armageddon.
But isn't there a major Civil War battle fought there in 1860?
We're having a major Civil War fighting in Washington, D.C. right now with the Jokers back there. Hey, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our chat room's up. I see some people in there already.
At which point does it make you just nauseous?
Oh, probably any time that the news comes on. But speaking of non-nauseous, is Bad Bob.
The master of the segue speaks. Good morning, sir.
And how are you there, Bad Bob?
I am relieved. I made the deadline for a major production project, and I can catch my breath before tackling the next one. And in fact, you'll see the fruits of those labors tonight when they're handed out at the big cast party.
I'm not sure I want to see laboring fruits that you've thrown out there, but okay.
About how many hours-ish?
If I had to break it down to what I made per hour on this project, I'd get depressed, but that wasn't what it was about. It was to help out the refuge. And I would estimate between the shooting and the post-production, probably 30 hours.
Final product. Oh, well.
For a two-hour DVD,
actually,
which is about average.
Yeah, yeah, that's
well,
not bad.
Well, speaking of something that is way, way above average.
I'm putting a lot of hours in.
And well, well above average. In fact, the word average has never been even associated with the Rich Linda. Good morning.
Well,
welcome back.
Well, good morning. I'm happy to be here in the seat of KCNR, you know, in the seat of co-hosting with Carl Bott. Okay, we're going to quickly get out of the temperature, and then I want to tell you what happened this day in history all across the board, and we are going to talk about it. I think we're pretty much open until the 8 o'clock guest.
No, we have yellow cabs rolling in here.
Oh, Jay!
Jay's
fabulous.
Rolling. We're going to talk about the new RABA route out to the airport. And talk about that.
Well, that's a good thing, maybe. All right, anyway, so hot today with 103.
103? Is it going to be that hot? It's going to be that hot? 103?
Yeah, it's going to be 103
that's
today.
103, but it says 103. Other places, it's going to be hotter than that. Yeah, it's going
low,
to be around
with
there.
A clear tonight with low around 68. Let's go all the way to Monday here. Friday, 105. Ugh.
This is nothing.
Well, I know. This is nothing. I mean, you know, this is like a,
no,
you know,
this is something.
This is a scrape.
This is something.
This is not digging deep. This is a scrape.
Yes.
Saturday's 105. Sunday's 103. And Monday's is 96. Now, I'm really excited because Saturday morning, a very dear friend of ours has asked me to go kayaking. So she's picking me up. She's got a couple kayaks. We're going to Whiskey Town early in the morning.
Gonna love it.
And I can't wait to report back to you what happens with you know, all of that.
You're gonna love it.
All right. So on this day in history, the 14th Amendment was adopted in 1868. Also, in automotive. Tazio Nuvolari triumphs over Germans at the Nürburgring. What's that mean?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
It triumphed over what?
Tazio Nuvolari. Well, let's look it up. Because I was like, okay, I should probably have looked that up before I started it. In Civil War, the Battle of Ezra Church begins in 1864. In the Cold War, the U.S. Senate approves United Nations Charter, 1945. And on the crime scene, a soft drink containing liquid cocaine sickens an unsuspecting drinker in 1990.
1945. Plane crashes into the Empire State Building.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Wow.
Well, personally, but it was quite a story.
Yeah, I remember, you know, I mean, I wasn't born there or anything.
Here's
yeah.
one you'll love. In Hollywood, Animal House was released in 1978.
Okay, finally something happened this day. Forget the 14th Amendment. Forget the crash into the Empire State Building. Animal House. Toga, 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 toga. John Belushi said a total of 86 words in the whole movie. And will ever, forever be known as the star of that movie.
We will never forget it. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome to our show this morning. Love having you here. 728 KCNR 1460. Yeah.
And the bass keeps running, running, and 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 running.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Waterworks Park.
The avalanche is awesome.
It was really fun.
When you're coming down, it's really fast. It's awesome. It's just so awesome.
Really fun.
Avalanche! The avalanche is my favorite ride.
Fast, fun, wet, the cyclone.
Fun, really fun.
Summertime fun at Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
You'll have fun, fun shooting down the mountain at Waterworks Park.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart Annual Estate Sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Analog living in a digital world. That's what we talk about on Boomer Tech Radio every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you each week by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. Advanced Automotive, providing safe, reliable auto care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas, your Edward Jones advisor, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, now at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoons, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. 7:15 in the morning, July the 28th. It's going to be 103 today. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're chatting live at KCNR 1460, talking about how trucks will leave pits from their tires in parking lots.
August of 1988, 30 straight days of 100 plus, and then there was a 10-day stretch of 110 plus. the ground had absorbed so much heat that even at night it wouldn't drop below about 90. It was not a fun summer.
Well, there is going to be a fun summer now in San Francisco because they removed the circumcision ban from the ballot. The judge said Wednesday she intends to strike a ban on male circumcision from the city's November ballot.
Why do you think that is? There's been so much unrest about this, I am sure.
It violates a California law that makes regulating medical procedures a function of the state, not the cities. In other words, this was a medical procedure that for some reason some people in San Francisco, they gathered a required 7,000 signatures, which would have made the practice a misdemeanor offense punishable by a fine of up to $1,000 or up to 1 year in jail. And it did not offer exemptions for religious rituals, such as the Jewish Bri or Muslim Kitan. So, in other words, they're saying, I don't care what your religion is. We're just going to override that with a vote of the people.
Since when has the state of San Francisco been overly concerned with what state laws are?
Well, you want to know a place that's got half the unemployment that we have?
I can't wait to hear this.
Not only is it easier to buy homes on credit, find a job, and access higher education, they are a true middle-class country. Want to know where that's at?
Tell us.
Mexico. There are fewer undocumented immigrants in California in the Sacramento region because many are now finding the American dream south of the border. And just what I said, easier to buy homes on credit, find a job, access higher education in Mexico. Mexico's unemployment rate is now 4.9% compared with 9.4% in the United States and 12%, or I think in California. An estimated 300,000 undocumented immigrants have left California since 2008, though the remaining 2.6 million still make up 7% of the population and 9% of the labor force.
Want to work? They want to work.
The Sacramento region, suffering from 12.3% unemployment and the construction bust, may have triggered a large exodus of undocumented immigrants. Undocumented immigrants. Illegal aliens. And it's because the best paid jobs for the illegals is in the construction industry. So, in 2008... 836,000 undocumented immigrants, illegals, filed U.S. tax returns in California using tax identification numbers known as 110s. Anyway, so they've gone south of the border to where they can get better education.
Maybe we'll start
buy
going over
houses
there.
On credit and find a job. You know, maybe we should start moving
down
there.
I was going to say, maybe
we should have a reverse that goes across. What do you think?
I'm sure that if their government decided to shoot at will when you see somebody crossing the border.
If you go into Mexico like they come in the United States, you go to jail.
Yeah.
You go to jail, you can't own property, you can't have a, you know, they're not going to change. Trust me. Hey, could you change your schools to speak English? The things they would say to you.
Later on, we're going to have to talk about, I know you did a little bit yesterday, you covered it, but the incredible experience that we had in Sacramento, going to the National Security, it was a building, a state building. I can't remember the exact title.
Emergency services.
Emergency services. And speaking of, you know, what's coming up, what they have to set up with the triage when they set up with there's a disaster, some of the hoops that they're going to have to jump through so that they can accommodate every language and everybody. We'll have to talk about that in a second.
We're going to have some people here in just a, we're going to have on our show today is we're going to be talking, you know, we have a guest that's coming in a couple of minutes going to talk about the Lions football, and then we're going to be talking about the, you know, the Cavs had they made an announcement that Rob is going to be making a trip, regular trips out to the airport, and it has a huge impact on one facet of our small businesses around here. And one of the cab drivers, our own philosopher is going to come in and talk about it. And
how
then, of course, at
8
o'clock,
business?
Yeah, of okay. course, at 8 o'clock, we're going to have Bob Dunlap in here talking about the delay in the veterans home, other things that have to do with veterans. There's been a lot of things going on lately that have affected the veterans with this budget. But, you know, here's the one thing I know you'll really like, Linda. A woman, because I know how you are about the way people dress and, you know, appropriate. A woman was asked to change her T-shirt at Dollywood. They asked her to turn it inside out.
She was gay, and she had something on her T-shirt, and the people in Dollywood just said, this is offensive to some people. You're going to have to either put something over it or turn it inside out. So she did. She turned it inside out.
Is she suing them?
No. She's not suing them. I don't think she's suing them.
Was it a cuss word?
Nope. It just said something about marriage is so gay or something like that, which is not bad. It's not like, you know, other things you see. But still, it was offensive to people. And so they say, hey, look, we have a dress code policy here. If you have offensive T-shirts or things like that on, you've got to cover them or turn them inside out. So she did.
I think that's fabulous. I wonder if they...
Well, I don't care what it was.
Yeah, but they would. I don't think she could get away with that at Disneyland. At Disneyland couldn't get away with it because, you know, Dollywood, we know that there's certain places in the... It's the Bible Belt.
But it doesn't make any difference. A public attraction should be able to say, you've got a T-shirt on that offends people. You know, I don't care. You know, if you come in here, it's under these rules. This is the rule. And if you're not going to go by this rule, then you don't stay in
here.
And
what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's great. I think that, you know, there's nothing wrong with dress codes. What, you know, yesterday we had and we got to take a break because we got the young lions coming in.
Yeah, but hurry up with your rant.
Well, yesterday we had UPREP in here. And UPREP is in the top 1% of all public high schools in the United States, 163rd out of 22,000 schools.
And guess what?
They have a dress code.
Yep.
They have a lot of things they have. They have no tenure. They have they work at will. Oh yeah, there's a lot of things. But this school is you know just a barn burner. But one of the things they have is a dress code. In uniforms. So, okay. We've got to take a break. We'll come back. We're talking Little Lions football. And then we're going to be talking taxi cabs against Rabba. And we're going to be talking about veterans issues. That's right here.
And I have tickets to give away for an upcoming theater experience this weekend. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on KCNR 1460.
Those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, July 31st.
As we bring you the drama, Homestead.
Two brothers and their sister reunite at their mother's house on the occasion of her death.
What starts out as a sweet walk down memory lane ends with a revelation of a shocking secret in this thought-provoking play.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Kent's Meats and Groceries.
And Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Incredible summer incentives now going on at Redding's premier independent retirement living community, Shasta Estates. Don't settle for anything less than the best. These incredible incentives end this month. As you consider senior living options, consider the safety and security of live-in managers available 24/7, housekeeping, a robust social calendar filled with fun activities, 3 delicious meals prepared daily by a certified chef, and so much more. All these amenities and all utilities except phone are covered in the monthly rent with no buy-in fees. And Shasta Estates is currently offering a limited number of beautiful one-bedroom apartments at studio rates, as well as a 5-year rent freeze. These summer incentives will never be repeated, so visit Shasta Estates today at 1350 Buenaventura Boulevard for a tour and complimentary meal, or call 243-3014 for more information. Visit us online at www.holidaytouch.com. Shasta Estates is the fun, active, and worry-free lifestyle you imagine for your golden years, and is available today with huge money-saving incentives through July only at Shasta Estates.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Linda and Carl Bott. 7:25 in the morning.
Rock and roll.
July the 28th. Hey, our guest is Dwayne Melson, and Dwayne's going to be talking about the Lions All-Star Football.
Yeah, are you ready for some football, Shasta County?
Are you kidding? We're looking at some of these stats, and my mouth is just, like, still open on the ground. Like, oh, my word. Tell us, first of all, these are all graduating seniors.
Correct. They're all graduating seniors from last year. We brought them back. The North team consists from everybody from Corning to the Oregon border to the coast to the Nevada border. That's the North team. And everybody's represented from there. Big school, little school, all combined. We bring them back for one last game to come back and celebrate before they go off to college, go off to their jobs, go off to being married, going off into the community, and being leaders in our community. These young men are true leaders in our community.
So they've graduated already from high school, and it's one game?
One game.
This is like a huge, like, big, like rock and roll concert, like, you know, the epitome of the best.
34 years this has been going on. The Lions organization stepped up years ago because they needed to be represented. The Northern California kids were coming out of here and in the 70s, and no one was looking at them to go on to college. So what happened was the Lions All-Star Lions came together and presented the Lions All-Star football game. The biggest problem was insurance. No one wanted to insure the game. Lions International stepped up and did a blanket insurance company over the whole thing and covered it.
Well, let me tell you something. Some of the players we have here, just as an example, Luke Peterson, 6'3", 245, Zach Alford, 275, but this one, Joshua Wilfong,
yep.
6'5", 330 pounds out of West Valley.
Yeah, West Valley, down in Cottonwood. Big boy, didn't play football his younger days because he was too big. He couldn't weigh in. At the junior levels down at the youth football league, you have to weigh a certain amount and be a certain age so that you don't get someone hurt out there. Well, he could never play because he was too big. Well, when he finally got to high school, Coach Crandell down there in West Valley said, oh my gosh.
Whoa.
And turned him on to it, and he's been a football player ever since.
They have one player on the other team, Jose Avina,
yeah,
who is 5'10", 270, so he's a pretty big boy there too.
Yeah.
And that's the closest they've got. I think he got a 255, but I tell you what, if you just go by how big your team is, it should be a short game.
No, it's really not. They have marquee players in the South. And what I mean by marquee, they've got all of those Wheatland players down there. Last year, Wheatland High School was unstoppable. And they've got a lot of those guys on the team. And there's a lot of the section rushing record holders from last year are also on there. Say a little bit about Alliance. The Lions organizations, there's many Lions clubs around. Hopefully you guys know who they are and what they are.
Sure.
Out there in the listening world. One of the things that's a misnomer is that all they ever do, the Lions, all ever they ever do is serve food. If you stop someone on the street, they did a survey, and the survey came back that, oh, yeah, they serve food, right? We do a lot more than that. We do ice, we do glasses, we do diabetes. All of the funds from our game, last year we gave $12,500 to the Children's Diabetic Camp in Lake Macomber.
So all the funds go to a good charity.
That's right. And I'm being told 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Okay, where, when, how do we get tickets? What's going on? Tell us.
Okay, Oroville Harrison Stadium, brand new stadium, $12 million. They are the only ones in Northern California that have a Jumbotron. A Jumbotron,
wow,
at the high school level. We've got ticket outlets here in Reading at Sports LTD on Hilltop there, right at the end of Hilltop before you go over the freeway.
Right.
Sports Fever in the mall, NorCal Satellite, my company.
Okay. Yay, of course.
Keystone Court. And then, of course, you can buy them at the gate or from any Lions member with those vests you see, those gold vests around.
And
there.
Right. When's the game?
When's the game?
Saturday night. This Saturday night.
This Saturday
7:30, night. 7:30 Oroville. If you can and if you are a football fan, come to this game. Support our boys. I know it's a long drive down to Oroville, but you will not be unsatisfied.
Oh, this is absolutely awesome. That's just incredible. So what time is the game?
7:30's kickoff. Okay. We have a huge gathering at 5:30.
And where else can you, now where can you get the tickets? We have to hurry up.
Sports LTD, Sports Fever, and NorCal Satellite.
There you go.
All right.
It sounds like a great game. It sounds like, you know, it sounds like this is something the kids come back here and get into it, and it's for a great cause.
Yep. Great cause.
That's
great
the big
cause.
Thing.
Children's Diabetic up in Lake Macomber.
Yeah.
Dwayne Melson, Thank you
support
so much.
Our community, yeah, and that's what's really Dwayne. Cool about that is that this is something that these guys will have on their resume. It's a memory before they go off to college, too, and it's all going to, the proceeds are going to go towards a charity of your choice this year.
Correct.
Okay.
Great.
Now,
thanks for being on.
We're going to break from the news. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking about Robba versus small businesses here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks little change this morning. The ongoing debate over the debt ceiling overshadowing better than expected news on the jobs front. The House of Representatives may vote on House Speaker John Boehner's reworked debt plan later today. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down 4 points. Fewer Americans joined the unemployment line last week as jobless claims fell below the 400,000 mark for the first time since early April. Initial claims dropped to 398,000 last week, a bigger decline than forecast. Claims have been revised higher in each of the last 4 weeks, though, leaving concerns today's number will get bumped back up above 400,000 next week. And while lawmakers continue their debate on raising the debt ceiling, the Treasury has been working on a backup plan. In the next few days, the agency will lay out a framework about how the government will operate if the debt ceiling is not raised by the August 2nd deadline. Without a deal, the Treasury Department says it will lose its authority to borrow money as of Tuesday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Mike Rowe here talking with Jim Twitchell, a real live Ford service technician, about the importance of scheduled maintenance. But really, Jim, everybody knows it's important, right?
Scheduled maintenance is important. That's what keeps your car running at optimum performance.
Get an oil change and much more with the Works Fuel Saver Package. $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
So you're kind of like a car doctor.
Definitely a car doctor.
Are you soothing? Do you have a good car side manner?
Most cars tell me so.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/11.
Join us this Sunday and every Sunday at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for Sunday brunch, C.R. Gibbs style. Enjoy an entertainment sensation and tantalize your taste buds with Eggs Benedict, biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cook-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. C.R. Gibbs favorites like oak-fired tri-tip, seafood specials, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp. Each Sunday, the chef will change up special creations just to keep you guessing. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and a great price of $13.95. Such a deal, it's a steal, and it's only found at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are always recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving you this Sunday for brunch, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Today, four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Welcome, chat packers, at KCNR1460.com. We're looking at a hot day today with, around 103. We're rising slowly but surely up to the triple digits today. Tonight we're going to have a low of around 68. So quite a jump between the heat of the day. Keep yourself, of course, hydrated. Tomorrow we've got 105, and Saturday 105, Sunday 103, and Monday we're going to get back to the 90s.
Well, there's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards up there, and it's always cooler up there.
Absolutely.
And up there towards Shingletown.
That's right, and we've got a lot to share with you with what's going on at Anselmo's. Thursday night's pizza on the deck, and that's going to be they're opening now Thursday nights, of course, and Sunday we'll have extended hours on Sunday night. This Saturday, Chris Lauer is playing his wonderful guitar with his vocals for Jazz Night. So you don't want to miss 474-55464, your reservations. And when it's hot like this, people love to go up there at nighttime when it gets cool and the sun sets.
And
it's fabulous.
That, have that New York pizza cooked in a wood-fired oven. And they've extended their menus and using new types of fresh vegetables and stuff they buy right up there across the road from the organic farm. So it's pretty cool. And they're taking another step forward. And Somos is, again, raising the bar. Okay, in the paper the last few days, it appears that RABA, our bus authority, Reading Bus Authority, which is subsidized, and the city needs a bus system. It needs some kind of mass transit system, even if it loses money. It still has to be out there to offer. Well, the big news is that they are heading out to the airport now and are going to offer regular trips out there, I think maybe 7 trips a day. When that announcement was made, one of the small businesses, and I shouldn't say one, but a small business in our community, of course, are the taxi cab drivers. And this is going to have an impact on them. And it seems like this has raised some consternation. So our taxi cab philosopher, who's here on a regular basis in Yellow Cab, and by the way, Yellow Cab and the drivers do advertise with us, but this is something, of course, we'd have on anyway, because it affects part of our community from the government. So.
And this is how you support your family. This is your business.
Right.
You have two daughters, and this is what you do. And you have an incredible story, Jay. For those who don't know about your history, could you share a little bit, before we go into it, how you have become, how you've gotten to be a businessman with your taxi cab?
Well, I was raised in this area, graduated from Enterprise High, and in this town, if you don't have the ability to go to college, you're going to make very little wage. Well, I like to eat, so I decided that I'd be self-employed, and I ran a lawn care business for a while, and then eventually was able to get on with the city. But with the cutbacks, well, goodbye city job, and I found Yellow Cab after 8 months of scraping by barely. And over the last 3 years, I've been building up clientele and working, and especially over the last year, I've really been working with these pilots. Even learned a little bit of their Mandarin, and have been giving them, basically they pay $3 a head to go from their Wilson apartments to IASCO one way. I mean, that's quite a deal for a cab, wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been building this up for quite a while. And then one day, now it's starting to bear some fruits. And one day I pick up the paper to find, a subsidized outfit that, basically gets 81% of their income given to them by the government. I now get to compete with them. So I called up a Mr. Scott Mobley, who did the original article in the Record Searchlight. And Mr. Mobley then was kind enough to give me about 2 inches of my side of the story, and then the rest went to IASCO in the Tuesday paper. And so, at any rate, I just wanted to clarify a few things, because basically I've been kind of characterized as the greedy taxi cab driver who's trying to stop grandma from going to the airport. So I just wanted to clarify that basically this is not about me. I'm not the only one doing this. I may have worked and concentrated on this, but it's been to the betterment of all 8 yellow cab drivers. Plus, ABC takes people out to the airport. They're going to be hit by this. That there's a lot of people who are getting hit financially by this, by a subsidized outfit. That's my argument. I understand the need for a bus line to go out to the airport. I do. It makes sense. But my question is, when you actually look at the stops, with the exception of IASCO, what makes sense? How many people are going to grab all their bags and go out to drag it onto the bus and go out to the airport? Most of them are going to have a friend take them or take a yellow cab because they're only going out 6 hours a day. It's not going to be that big of a help. You know how odd the hours are on the airport.
When do they start?
Well, it would have to be in between the hours of 5 to 5, somewhere in there. I actually called Rabbit and asked, and they wouldn't tell me. They won't actually say what the 6 hours are, the 6 hourly trips that they're going to do. They won't say when.
Now, the question I have is the company that is training the Chinese pilot.
IASCO, correct.
IASCO. Now, they are going to buy bus passes.
Right. They're going to buy 120 bus passes. And Rabba did tell me how much a bus pass was. It came to approximately $46 for a monthly bus pass. So when you do the math, that comes out to somewhere roughly between $5,600 and $6,000 a month, roughly.
Okay. Now, IASCO was renting a bus, right?
Renting two. And they're still going to be running a charter bus for the late hours because they run from 5 in the morning to basically midnight.
Okay. All right, we got to take a quick break here. Carl and Abbott, Jay is our guest today, the yellow cab driver and the philosopher, talking about impact of RABA going out to the airport and the impact it can have on a lot of the small business and concerning, you know, the taxi cab drivers and other limo drivers that go out there with this change. And I think the main concern is that here's a heavily subsidized county or city transportation system that is set up there. Is it set up because IASCO brought it up?
Yes.
That would be the question I'd have.
IASCO caused this to happen.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that when we get back. It's Carl and Abbott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And she said, how are you, Harry? I said, how are you, Sue? Through the too many miles and the too little smiles, I still remember you.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, Marketing Manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into CARS. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into CARS in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use CARS so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into CARS?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call me
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Put up a parking lot. There you go, hey, city.
Yeah, this is, it's 7:45 in the morning on July the 28th. Phone line's here, 605-4567. Of course, we're chatting. I'm going to be talking about some of our chat room things. Linda and I are here today and having a great time. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, hon. And Espresso Joe's, not only do they have the greatest coffee, they also have great cold drinks. Icy drinks.
That's right.
Drinks.
They're doing like little protein smoothies.
But they do all those things.
This month's special is Snickerdoodle, and we don't want to forget to remind you that on August 25th, they're bringing in a special first time. Somebody's going to teach you how to roll a cigar.
That's right. They're going to show you that, and you have to sign up for it, of course. But
there's a fee, and then you get to walk away with 10 individual hand-rolled cigars.
Well, you know,
August
25th,
and that's going to be a first-come, first-serve for those tickets. So.
Now, Joe and Shelley also do so much for our community and the veterans, and we're going to be talking about veterans later on in the show. Jay, the taxi cab philosopher, is here today. Now, Jay, let me bring something up here. It came up in the chat room, and it's great. You know, when we talk about, you know, they say, oh, gosh, you know, the paper comes out. Well, you know, we need this as to help the businesses out there. Well, I don't know how many people use the businesses out there. I mean, first of all, Rob, it's still going to lose money. It's still being subsidized by our taxes. But here's a good point. And they're saying, well, IESCO said, well, look, we will help pay for this because it's going to save us money.
Right.
And it's going to save them money. If that's the case, I would like the city to come here and paint the outside facade of our studios.
At discount prices.
I want the city to pay for it. I want them to use their people. And I tell you what I'll do, though, is I will pay part of it just to, it's going to save me money and it's going to help you all, you know, defray your cost. It's not going to pay for it, of course. But. Why can't the city do that for me? Why can't they come out and cut your grass then? Why can't they come out and do those things? If they're going to subsidize the bus...
Because you're not offering them $6,000 a month, Carl.
Because it's... Well, but see, the thing is, if it costs $4,000 to paint the outside of our studio, I'll give them $2,800.
Right.
I've helped defray the cost. They've got it painted. It looks better. It helps business here in town. That's exactly what I see is happening.
You know, we did the math. In order to transport 120 people back and forth throughout the day, which we could actually do, we have the manpower for it, because they're staggered in schedule, so it would make it possible. We could do it for $4 a run, and that would pay the gas. So we could do it at cost. I mean, no business in the right mind would do it. Oh, unless, of course, you're subsidized and you do it at a loss like Rabba does. So that's pretty much all I was saying. This is a David versus Goliath thing. I realize that they're going to do it with or without common sense, but that's where it is.
Why would they do it? Let's just, you know, please share your insight. Why would Rabba do this at a loss?
Well, it's pretty simple. Rabba operates at a loss anyway. As was pointed out in the newspaper from July 20th, they have a monopoly here in town. The RTPA, which I forget what the exact acronym exactly means, is what pays them their subsidies. And since if they had competition, the lower functioning, the less well-functioning transit company
would get hit.
Right. Well,
but because they're the only one in town, they have a monopoly. And even Mayor Jones and Mayor MacArthur and Mr. Jones both wondered why, they even worried about the fare box rate, because they're the only show in town. They're going to get the money no matter what.
The fare box rate is an arbitrary figure, like 19 cents. But here, the thing the other part of the argument is, do we need buses out to the airport?
Well, they want to go to the Forest Service Airport. They want to go to the airport, and they want to go to the home that they just debudgeted unjustly for the veterans. The only one that's actually going to give them any money at all is going to be IASCO. So why is this route being set up unless it's giving preferential treatment to one company over the other smaller companies here in town?
Well, and that's a good question. But the other part is if you have a bus system, it should go out there.
Right.
There should be buses running out to the airport. But if it's based on helping one company over other companies, which is what it sounds like, is where I have a real problem with it. You know, that it's going to hammer some businesses and help another business specifically.
And it's not just me either.
No, it's not just you.
There's lots of people who are looking at this going, ouch.
Well, it goes back to the same thing, is that it's a subsidized city run entity that's going to take that's going to cut taxes from you guys. You're going to pay less taxes. It's going to take money out of your pocket, and it's there, and it's going to help one company specifically, and it will help. I'm sure it will help other people get out there. But as many people have already said in the chat room, is that most people, because you're carrying bags and all that, don't take a bus.
Jay, I want you to give your phone number to our listeners, because for those who want to put, I think you should put this in your cell phone, because one never knows when they're going to need a cab. Okay. I mean, you never know when your car, you just are stuck. You're a great guy. It could be your kid across town, your sister who came into the airport. You can't get them, whatever it is. Call Jay. We feel like Jay is part of our family. We like Jay. We love to introduce him. We love his story. Your story is one of reinventing yourself and somebody who's just really cares about our community and cares about the people in our community. So what's your phone number?
The dispatch number is 222-1234, and my own personal cell phone is 510-0651. I'm around between 4:30 in the morning to about 4 in the afternoon. And I come out on Friday nights to help out as well.
Okay, and we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to ask. We've got a question here about the bus that somebody sees around town all the time from IASCO. So, Carl and the Bot, 7:52 in the morning. We're talking RABA, subsidized a government entity taking on small businesses right here in River City.
Place your bets and get ready for the action at Wind River Casino as they offer the hottest variety of table games in the North State. Everyday favorites like blackjack. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style? Three-card poker, four-card poker, fortune pie gal poker. The notorious blackjack tournaments are back. Plus, coming soon, very soon to the pit, mystery card roulette. For more information, log on to WindRiver.com. Better yet, come on down and join us for your ultimate table gaming experience at Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
If poker is your passion, stop by Wind River Casino and play in the River's Edge Poker League Series. This series runs through September. Play in any poker tournament any day of the week to earn points. Finish in the top 20 in each of our nightly tournaments and earn your way to be one of the top 50 point earners. Who will end up being the ultimate poker player at our card room? It could be you. The top 50 point earners and one guest will be hosted to an awards dinner and a $1,000 free roll tournament. It's better on the river.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody about NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can apply for credit, pay on your account, order fuel for delivery, and check out our CFN and fleet-wide sites. It's that time of the year when you need to start spraying your porches, patios, and fences with our new Login Shake. We sell it in 5-gallon pails or bulk. We're selling propane bottle tanks now, 2.5-gallon to 7 gallons, for camping to barbecues. Also, Johnny and Ricky are starting to do a lot of tune-ups on Monitor and Toyo stoves this summer, so you'll be ready for winter. Give us a call for a free estimate. 241-2196. Northern Lights Energy, your Monitor and Toyo stove dealer. For all the hot rods and Harleys and boats, we have High Octane Fuel, Northern Lights Energy, Weaverville, Corning, and in Redding, open on Saturday till 3:30. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Everywhere around the world. If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veteran Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC. Veterans helping veterans.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:55 in the morning. Good morning. We're talking about RABA and the run out to the airport. And, you know, the question is, let me just read a quote here from somebody from IESCO. It just says, we're not replacing 100% of anybody, Gwei said. We want to keep this project going here. We don't want things to change because things become too expensive. Well, that's for IESCO, that it doesn't become too expensive. It doesn't really make any difference about the other people. And, again, we're talking about, and the reason it came to our attention, again, we're using city funding, a system that our taxes use, and we're picking one business over others, and this is the way it appears. I mean, yes, we need a bus line out there.
Absolutely.
Nobody's arguing that, but it appears that we're doing it because one company says, look, we want you to do it. We're going to help pay for it. And again, as we've said earlier, as came out of the chat room, is we're using a subsidized city service to help one company over other companies. And then why don't we just use part of the city services to paint our businesses to come in and change the oil in our cars if we pay part of that? That's the part I am having real problems with, is it appears that we've taken sides on this, or the city has taken sides on this.
And, you know, I got to admit, you know, this has been a real learning experience for me. I've never been in the public eye like this before. I especially like the picture they put on Tuesday. It makes me look like I'm yelling at the pilot. I was trying not to sneeze, actually.
Well, of course, because it's like the front page that the Record Search Lady has been doing lately. You know, they've gotten back into this thing again that if it bleeds, it leads. If it's bad news, let's put it on the front page. Oh gosh, foreclosures are the worst. You know, that was on the front page today. It just gets into that. And you know, the thing about it is, again, we really like the Record Searchlight. We like our paper. We think, you know, a community
There's
needs
a lot
to
of
have
good people
a paper.
In this paper.
Oh, there
Absolutely.
Is a lots of good people. And so
my mother worked for this paper for 15 years.
Right. It's not the paper here. The paper is bringing out their point. The reason that we, you know, we have Jay on is because we're community radio. And this is a lot of times after a TV show, and or rarely on a TV, but if a paper comes out with something, what do people do? Where can you rebut that? You can't.
Linda and Carl, that's
well,
where.
That's right. That's what we believe that our community radio does. We can rebut things that have been said in the paper that you have no other way of doing it. And we're not patting ourselves on the back, but that's what community radio does. It talks about things that are happening in our community, gives the people a voice that the city hall always has and other people have that maybe that average Joe doesn't.
Well, thank you for giving me an opportunity to tell our side of the story.
The thing is, I don't know if it's going to do any good.
It won't,
at least people need to look at it and say, you know, why are we hurting these people over and giving these guys
they're already a business. Why are we giving them a plus?
Well, even a stuck pig gets to squill, right?
Well, and by the way, there is an ISCO bus that goes around. For some of you asked that question, there is one that goes around. There's two of them. They're just going to use them a lot less now.
Right.
And you always have a choice, so do call Jay. Support your local business, and that's what this is all about.
And that's it. Support your local business. He's not Chinese. He's not a pilot. He's just a guy like us.
I've been in this town since I was 3.
Okay. Hey, we come back. We're going to be talking to Bob Dunlap about things that are going on in the veteran community and problems that the veteran community is facing all of a sudden because of budgets.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. How important is this debt debate?
This bill is the Lexicon Concord of the American Revolution.
Congressman Mike Pompeo calls the revised House plan a good start, but Democratic Senate leader Harry Reid calls Republican freshmen like him
too radical and inexperienced to compromise.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live on Capitol Hill.
The Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is again urging House Republicans to drop a debt limit bill and instead work with him on a Senate version.
That would require Tea Party Republicans to admit compromise is not a bad word.
But House Speaker John Boehner appears to be forging ahead and trying to win over a conservative bloc of Republicans critical of the GOP bill.
What Boehner's proposing is going to be $1 trillion next year than it was last year. So why don't we just freeze everything?
Texas Republican Ron Paul says he'll vote against the debt limit increase. If less than two dozen other Republicans join him, the bill likely fails. Dave.
Now, Jared, there doesn't seem to be a fear about the August 2nd deadline on Wall Street today. The Dow up 29. His first-time jobless claims fell below 400,000 last week to 398 for the first time since April. A soldier who went AWOL in Kentucky turns up in Texas accused of what may have been another plot to attack Fort Hood. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Dave, at least one person is in custody by police in Killeen, Texas, where Fort Hood is located. Fox News has learned that Army Private Nasser Jason Abdo, who is from Fort Campbell in Kentucky and who was given conscientious objector status when ordered to war in Afghanistan, was found to have weapons and possible explosives. Abdo has been AWOL since July 4th and was even under investigation for child pornography on his Army-issued computer. Fort Hood officials will only say there have been no incidents on post, and they're vigilant. Dave?
Evan Anders Breivik appears to be a lone wolf sociopath. Norway's police director also calls a confessed terrorist who killed 76 people last week total evil. Tropical storm Don is a little stronger in the Gulf, now with 45-mile-an-hour wind, expected to hit southeast Texas tomorrow. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Somewhere in America, Christy Little's hometown is changing all around her. The buildings are greener, the people healthier, the streets less congested. Because across America, Siemens is building answers to make cities more prosperous, more livable, and more environmentally sustainable. Somewhere in America, our team of more than 60,000 employees spends every day creating answers that will last for years to come. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
It's time for a pop test. Not something you want to hear if you happen to be a Fram filter. At the Fram Proving Grounds, we give the burst test, where we put our filters in a pressure chamber and crank it up until they explode. Pop. The result is a filter that takes more pressure than driving conditions could ever produce. To help protect your oil and your engine, Fram filters take the burst test to help your engine pass the road test it takes, day after day. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Put our filters to the test at Fram.com.
Four people are dead in Colorado Springs in two shootings last night. Police say are unrelated. Three men killed in one of them. The other left someone dead at an AutoZone store. No arrests yet reported. Opening arguments today in San Angelo, Texas. We'll kick off the trial of a polygamist sect church leader.
Warren Jeffs is considered the prophet of God to members of his breakaway Mormon cult. But to Texas prosecutors, he is a child rapist who married a 12 and a 14-year-old girl. Texas Tech Law Professor Patrick Met says this has the potential to be another Casey Anthony trial.
And this is exactly the type of situation where people can get out of control and where people form opinions and decide things early.
Jeffs will claim his religious freedom is being violated and the raid on his polygamist ranch was sparked by a bogus domestic violence complaint. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, Fox News Radio.
Federal officials reiterated last night at a town hall, 9/11 first responders and Ground Zero workers with cancer will not be compensated from a special health care fund, saying there's little evidence of any cancer linked to the World Trade Center site. There's a legal fight over a cross taken from Ground Zero. It will be displayed at the September 11th Museum in New York.
The American atheists say the cross-shaped beam is unconstitutional.
We feel that it's wrong that Christianity, and only Christianity, should be present in the memorial that is on public land and funded by public money.
David Silberman is president of the group, says if they include the cross beam, they have to include artifacts from other religions.
Just because some Christians want to break the law doesn't mean they get to.
But Memorial President Joe Daniel says their claims are outrageous.
Fundamentally, this cross came from the rubble.
Says they will fight the lawsuit and the cross will not be removed. In New York, Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
A California woman arrested yesterday at Philadelphia's airport, accused of threatening to blow up the flight she arrived on from London. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and calling about 8:05, July the 28th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Jump into our chat room, and as one of our people pointed out, once you get into our chat room, you can then go surf the net and still listen to us and make comments as you wish, but then you don't need to be, you're not just stuck on this one page. You can use it, you can go into your workplace, put your little headphones on, and if you work, of course, for the city or the federal government, they'll never know if you're working or just listening to us. Okay. some things happening here.
All right. Well,
you got to give away some tickets.
I do, and tonight, you know, for On the Spot with Linda Bott, which is at 6 p.m., Lisa Collins, who always does On Stage with Lisa, will be taking the show tonight. We have a wrap dinner that we're going to with Dancing with the Stars, and of course, you know that Carl won the Judge's Choice Award. So tonight, everybody that was in the show gathers. We do a recap, and of course, find out what the final tally was for the Shasta Women's Refuge. It'll be great night, but please don't miss On the Spot with Linda Bott. Lisa's going to be talking to some of the cast members from Masquerade, a lot of other things that are going on, and we have a special author that also she will be interviewing tonight. And speaking of Masquerade, now's my time to give away at the top of the show here at the 8 o'clock hour. I do have a few tickets to give away for the Masquerade, which is at the McLaughlin Auditorium. These are two free tickets for the 2 o'clock p.m. Saturday show for Masquerade, which I think there's like several cast members. So first caller, 605-4567.
It's air conditioned. It's 105 outside.
You are going to go for a 2 o'clock matinee to go see this Broadway review. Again, it's at the McLaughlin Auditorium, which is on Sequoia Street here in Reading. So you get to go see that show. Later on, probably in the next 20 minutes, I've got two tickets that were left with us for the Lions All-Star Football NorCal Classic football. What we talked about earlier about the football game, which is in Oroville. We're going to take a caller for that, too, and we're going to be giving those two tickets away. So, you know, stay tuned here. You can actually call for either one if you want right now, 605-4567. Tickets to Masquerade and two tickets for the All-Star game in Oroville this weekend. If you're looking for like, oh, I just can't, you know what, just grab your friends, get in the car, and go. It's fabulous. All right, so there you go.
Okay, one of the things, before we're going to get to Bob Dunlap right after the break, but one of the things that we're talking about, of course, is, you know, a lot of people are talking, you know, in the chat room about the debt ceiling, the debt limit there, you know, what happens if it's not settled before August 2nd, which is just next week. Right now, I pulled some information out that was in an article in the Record Searchlight. The U.S. federal debt is equal to 95% of the overall economy in the first quarter of 2011. People in here were talking about people they know. They have got maxed out credit cards. They use one credit card to pay the other credit card. And then when the woman that was telling us the story in here says, I'm horrified. The person that's doing it, why? You know, I mean, what's wrong with that? And, you know, and unfortunately, our government thinks the same thing. Our government actually believes that we can continue to pay 40, we can borrow 40 cents of every dollar that we spend.
I can't be broke. I still have checks.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that we've got to cut spending. Does this country make enough money? Yes. Yes, we do. But we're at a point now that, you know, under Clinton, we were spending $585 million a day on debt. And then under Bush, it was $1.5 billion. So he doubled it or over doubled it. And Obama, $4.1 billion a day. This is just ridiculous, and we've got to stop this. And we've got the people in the Senate and the House of Representatives are going to pass something that says we're going to up it another $2 trillion, but we've got to cut our spending. And the Senate's already said that's dead on arrival. We've got our own plan, and I'm not sure what Obama's plan is. Nobody, I don't think, understands that one. But here we are. So I guess it's getting right to the point where it's going to say, well, what if we don't pass something? What is it really going to do to the economy? How bad's it going to be? So, you know, some people are saying this, that, well, if that's the case, then we're going to, and the government starts shutting down, maybe they'll learn their lesson. What about, though, if they don't pay certain things? I mean, they're using, that's thrown out there. You know, what checks aren't going to make it if they come, you know, if it shuts down? Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, Bob Dunlap, the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. We're going to talk about veterans issues. We're going to talk about the veterans home. We're going to talk about the VA in a backlog of cases. And we're going to talk about, you know, maybe what are our representatives, our elected representatives, doing about this. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:10 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Giving back at Wind River Casino. Play for local charity. Play double action bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales goes to Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Anderson Chamber of Commerce. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river. Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high-stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-UWIN.
1-800-280-UWIN.
Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Join us this Sunday and every Sunday at C.R. Gibbs American Grill for Sunday brunch, C.R. Gibbs style. Enjoy an entertainment sensation and tantalize your taste buds with Eggs Benedict. Biscuits and gravy, malted waffles with over a dozen toppings, our cooked-to-order omelet station, seasonal fruits, homemade pastas, scrumptious salads, delectable desserts, and much, much, much more. C.R. Gibbs favorites like oak-fired tri-tip, seafood specials, and our famous peel-and-eat shrimp. Each Sunday, the chef will change up special creations just to keep you guessing. Savor the combination of great food, great company, and a great price of $13.95. Such a deal, it's a steal, and it's only found at C.R. Gibbs American Grill. Brunch is served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and reservations are always recommended. Call 221-2335, 221-2335. We look forward to serving you this Sunday for brunch, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading. Find them in the White Pages or on the Internet. SFI Insurance Services.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Trade Winds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Gonna beat that drum all day. Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, 8:15 in the morning, July the 28th. Crawling to Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by Advantage Eye Care and Dr. Joseph Lea. 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He is our doctor of choice when it comes to our eyes. You ain't got two of them, my friends. You need to have somebody take care of him that knows what he's doing. His staff knows what they're doing. And that's Dr. Joseph Lea. He's got an on-site lab. You think you've got an insurance problem, something like that? Well, then you need to talk to him because he's going to work with you because he's concerned about people that come in there. Glasses for the whole family, including those progressive lenses that Linda just so much loves. Dr. Joseph Lea, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Give him a call, 223-2325, Dr. Joseph Lea. Okay, our guest for this segment of the show, Bob Dunlap, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, you know what? There's been a lot of things, and I've been writing about them in my blog and that have been going on with the veterans, and I titled it "The VA at War with the Veterans."
Yeah, it seems like,
you know,
that sometimes.
Part one and two.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just, I just find it amazing how we've let ourselves in the Veterans Administration, whose only purpose in life is to assist veterans. The only purpose in life, the only purpose they're there with their you know, paid every 2 weeks employees, no matter if they produce or not. Yeah, I'm not, you know, okay. Is to take care of veterans. And yet they are almost a million cases in a backlog. Yeah. What is there, can you, I mean, you deal with this every day. I know how frustrating it is to you. Why? Why? How can they get that far behind?
I think a lot of the folks that work in the VA are veterans themselves, but I think when they get so far removed from the veteran, him or herself, then they just get caught up in this big bureaucracy, and the veterans become numbers, and their claims just become this ABC type of thing that they rate, and they lose sight of the actual veteran in need. And they're too far removed from him or her. The folks at the local level, the ones that at the clinic, the ones at our office, those folks are spot on. They have a large concern. They express that concern for the veterans. But when you get into that the morass of that large bureaucracy, I think you lose touch with our veterans. And that's what we're fighting every day, is to get them to refocus on, you know, Bob Dunlap's claim. You know, here's his conditions. Here's his need. We need some help with this.
Yeah, you know, our local clinic, you know, no complaints ever about them. And of course, the work you all do. But you're right. You know, we've got, it's like a general officer. The further up he goes in the chain, the further away from his troops he gets. Mm-hmm. Until finally he's up there in some kind of atmosphere of politics and God knows what else. And he's lost contact with Private Jones, who probably has the right answer. What's going on here is every week they get further behind. And this is, it's not just the original claims. It's claims, as we've talked about before, that they come back with some kind of answer that is just, it doesn't reflect the true condition of the veteran. So the veteran has a notice of disagreement, mm-hmm. which is supposed to go to Oakland, right? Is it Oakland that's going to?
That's correct. That's our regional office, is Oakland.
As Congressman Herger wrote to him and said, "What's going on here?" And the answer was...
Well, the answer from Secretary Shinseki of the VA was that they were not concentrating on those notices of disagreement as much as the presumptive conditions for the Agent Orange claims. There were three new presumptive conditions that were approved in October of last year, and that created over 60,000 new claims right off the bat. They had to focus on those, and so they removed their concentration on those. The notices of disagreement put them on the presumptive condition for Agent Orange. That created an automatic backlog. They are now starting to work those notices of disagreement, Now that they're working those, they're up to the August 2008. That's as new as the claim is that they're working now. And so August 2008, if you put a notice of disagreement in on your rating or your condition 6 months ago, it looks like right now you've got a couple years wait before that notice of disagreement gets acted upon. It's just not a pretty story. You know, if you're...
We have people dying while they're in some kind of administrative morass. And the other part, too, on this is that seeing what Shininsky wrote was that they've got 28 of them, or they've got many of the workers down there on extended medical leave. I'm just going by what was written in what he said. Yeah. And then they're training 28 more. You know, so right now, I mean, extended medical leave? What? Extended medical leave? Then why don't you replace them? Because they can't. And it's money.
That's right.
So here we go into this thing where, again, our veterans... who have all these conditions, that have these things, and just all they're looking for is the government to take a step forward. They've got a young Marine that was on the news today. He's one of the few quadra amputees, lost his both legs, both arms, parts of them. Kid's still alive. And his wife was up on Capitol Hill today. Of course, you know, they're tying it into the debt ceiling. But what she was really saying was, why is it taking me so long to get help for my husband? He, you know, I've filled out the same forms over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And you have these people up, these senators, these congressmen, they go, oh, my God, and they cry these crocodile tears. But what are they doing?
Yeah, where does it really come down? Where's the rubber meeting the road here? It's really not getting to the veteran where it needs to be. And you know, the difference between the helping our veterans and helping somebody who just made bad decisions is that the veterans earned that. And I had a widow in my office just the other day wanting to know about burial arrangements for her husband. And I told her that, you know, the Igo Cemetery, there's no cost for you out there. They have columbariums. They have the whole body, the burials. There's no cost. She was astounded. I said, he's already paid the price.
If you're an honorably discharged veteran, you get a free burial out there. We need to take a break here, and we come back. I want to talk some more about these things, but I also want to talk about is that what you do to help this? And veterans should do this. I mean, we've got a lot of veterans in this county. Is pick up the phone or get on the email and you call Boxer and Feinstein. We're going to put their numbers on the front page of the website. We're going to talk about them and Herger. And say, what are you doing about the backlog in the VA? What are you doing? And then, you know, and we're also going to talk about the veterans home, too. And so, you know, and give those phone numbers. But the thing is you can, they could do something about it if they wanted to. Congressman Herger has at least is joined the fight. Boxer and Feinstein, where are they? Who are they? Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Stand tall. Some not even 21 makes you wanna cry.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Join the conversation in our chat room,
KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:25 in the morning, July 20th. It's going to get up to 103 today, I think.
Absolutely, 103. Sunny and hot, of course. There's a little northwest wind. It's going to be about 5 to 8 miles per hour. But it will become calm and clear tonight with a low of 68. Tomorrow, 105. And Saturday, 105. So we just want to make sure you guys stay hydrated and cool. By the way, we're going to be taking a break here. But before we do that, to get into the news, I do want to remind you, if you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, I've got two sets of tickets here. One is for the Masquerade Show. We haven't had a call yet to come and get these tickets. That's for the Broadway Review Masquerade. Two tickets free that we're giving away here this morning. That's for Saturday, July 30th at 2 p.m.
It's air-conditioned in there.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great way to support your local theater. And then if you want to drive to Oroville and enjoy a fabulous all-star football team game, this is the 34th annual, and this is for the Lions, and these are also free tickets. So give us a call here, 605-4567. Anna's waiting for your call.
And they all the proceeds go to for the Lions game, go to the Diabetes Fund for Children. And this is these are seniors from around here. They're all getting ready to start college. In fact, one of the graduates here a few years ago from this game just signed a pro contract.
Jeff Mayo.
Yeah. Okay. Our guest is Bob Dunlap, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and we're talking about the problems with the backup. Now, how long does it take? So I come in tomorrow. I've been injured in service of my country. Mm-hmm. I come back. I get out of the service. I come in here. I'm seen by the doctors here. What happens after that?
Well, if you're looking to file a claim, that's where the VBA, the Veterans Benefits Administration, gets involved in that. They have priorities that they work, and if you had 5 or 6 different issues that you're claiming, right, that's going to take a backseat to a claim that just has one condition. Say I injured my knee, and I'm claiming I got a 10% or 20% disability because of that injury to my knee during my time of service. That's going to be a priority. They'll work those one-issue claims first so they can get that one off the books and then concentrate on the next one-issue claim. They'll start working those, and then they'll work the multiple-issue claims as a secondary priority. So claims
guys that have been in for 20 or 30 years that may have multiple claims because of multiple injuries during their time in the service, then they get pushed to the back of the line as opposed to somebody that may have been in for 2 years and had an ankle injury.
That's right. And we tell those folks that have a single issue claim, 6 to 9 months is what they can look at.
6 to 9 months just for that.
That's right.
What about the multiple issues?
Well, it's going to be longer than that because they're a secondary priority to those single-issue claims.
A year and a half.
I'm thinking 9 months to a year.
Okay, so at least a year there.
And in the process, of course, you submit that claim to the VA with medical evidence and your information about that claim.
That the VA clinic will give you in many cases.
Possibly.
Okay.
Or you can provide medical evidence yourself.
Of your own, right.
Then the VA schedules you a compensation and pension examination, which is 45 days to 2 months down the road. And the clinic will provide that information to the VA. The VA will rate that as they get a chance to do that. But that's where that 6 to 9 months comes in, is after that evidence is all gathered, then it goes to those raters, and those raters will determine whether or not there is a disability and whether or not that disability is related to service. And that's where those 22 people that were taken out of Oakland, promoted ostensibly and sent up to Seattle for training, and not only those 22, but six more were taken out, total of 28 people. Those six more were taken out as trainers for those 22, and those people are gone from the Oakland office. They're no longer effective in rating claims. So that 27,000 backlog in Oakland of new claims is now growing by leaps and bounds every week. They don't have the people to rate the claims.
Well, it's just, and I think you told me the other time, got like 30 seconds left here, it's like a 2,000 a week. It just keeps accumulating.
I did some numbers on that. I told you 2,000 a week. That's what it was before. I did the math. From November until now, it's been 3,100 a week.
3,100 new claims a week.
The backlog,
That's
backlog
is growing. 3,100.
Yeah.
Got to take a break here. Carl on the bot. You know what? We're going to talk about how you get a hold of Ms. Boxer, Ms. Feinstein, and how to call them. Carl on the bot. This is Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Platter. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says
the Vanderbilt will not pass.
Texas Republican Congressman Ron Paul says
I'm an easy no on this.
John Boehner's debt ceiling bill facing an uncertain vote today in the House.
The Speaker's short-term debt limit increase is in danger with his own members, and the Republican leadership is making a strong push to sell the plan to Tea Party conservatives. But even if the Boehner bill clears the House, it's marked for defeat in the Senate.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern in Washington. A soldier said to be AWOL, arrested in Texas. Sources telling Fox News that Nasser Abdo is suspected of plotting a new attack on Fort Hood.
What has authorities concerned is that when they found him, he had some sort of explosive materials as well as some jihadist materials, and given the proximity to Fort Hood, there was concern that there could be an impending attack on Fort Hood.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Fox News. We report, you decide.
As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds.
The Gold Mart annual estate sale starts August 1st. Start your Christmas shopping early with free layaway. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Waterworks Park!
The avalanche is awesome!
It was really fun!
When you're coming down, it's really fast. It's awesome. It's just so awesome.
Really fun.
Avalanche! The avalanche is my favorite ride.
Fast, fun, wet, the cyclone.
Fun. Really fun.
Summertime fun at Waterworks Park, the coolest place in Reading.
Have fun shooting down the mountain at Waterworks Park.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. The Gold Mart annual estate sale coming August 1st. Your gold and diamond specialist with free layaway till Christmas. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins, offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs. The gift of a lifetime.
I'm Dr. Catty Wampus. Welcome to Cat Chat. At Haven Humane Society, cats count. Today's guest is Catius Clay. Do you prefer Catius or Meow Hamid Ali?
Just call me the greatest. I fight for cats' rights, and I always win fights.
Today's topic is feline vaccinations. It's important to protect cats from disease, fleas, ticks, and heartworms.
Yeah, not vaccinating your cat is like sending it into the boxing ring without gloves. Give it a fighting chance.
Cats count. Call the Haven Humane Society Spay-Neuter Clinic at 241-1658.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and DeBott, 8:35 in the morning, July the 28th. How are you doing today? It's going to be hot today, like 103, but if you go up to Anselmo's for lunch or for that pizza tonight, it's going to be probably 6 or 7 degrees, at least that much cooler.
Got a new chef, Chef Wilcox, on Thursday evening.
Mr. Wilcox!
Yes, we had him on yesterday afternoon, or yesterday morning, yeah. And he studied under Wolfgang Puck, and he's had his own restaurant, phenomenal, and they have a pizza oven up there, so you're going to have a wonderful experience up there. Why not get out of the heat? They've got misters, it's fabulous, great sunset, and then Sunday they're extending their hours as well. So we're going to be talking more about that later. Saturday, Chris Lauer will be performing. And don't forget, tonight on The Spot with Linda Bott, Lisa Collins is going to be taking over, taking the show. And she's just got so much to talk about that's really rich that's going on in the community with theater and music and all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
So.
Hey, our guest is Bob Dunlap.
Hey, Bob.
Yay, Bob.
Yeah, yay, Bob.
Bob Dunlap,
someone's got to do it.
Veteran Service Officer. Hey, we put on the chat room Feinstein and Boxer's phone numbers. You need to give them a call, my friends, and just say, what's going on? What's going on with the holdup and the backlog with the veterans? Now, I've written to them. I've talked to their people. There's been no response. It's been weeks. Now, I find that in itself abhorrent, that as you know, somebody that is to represent us, don't you have something you could say about it? You know, like, gee, I'm really sorry that it's happened. And but no, there are, you know, Feinstein is busy introducing bills to do away with the Defense of Marriage Act. That was her big thing. And of course, well, you've got the debt. Well, yeah, but she was able to do that and other things that, you know, it seems like somebody in her group, she must have somebody that has their military guy or woman. You know, I think they have somebody in their offices. That's their job, is could at least write back and say, hey, yeah, we know what's going on. We feel pretty bad about that. But then again, other people need that money more than they do. At least say it out loud to us so we can, you know, take a shot at it. We're talking about the backup in the VA. It's 3,100 cases a week more every week, and that's down in Oakland, or is that just
nationwide?
Nationwide, 3,100 cases a week backlog, just added to the backlog.
Added to the backlog. That's right.
Now we said that getting your stuff pushed to the front of the line. How do you do that? I mean, if you're saying, okay, we have a true emergency here. Bob, and you said there's two ways to do that. How do you do that?
Yeah, there is. You have to demonstrate that your claim is more important than the claim next to yours. And the VA is looking at two things right now. Number one is that you have a terminal illness. You're on your deathbed. You need to get your
benefits
approved.
Not that you've got something that could lead to that terminal illness.
That's correct.
I mean, you could have a kidney failure, but that's not laying on the deathbed.
That's right. Now, one of the new presumptive conditions of Agent Orange was ischemic heart disease. So you could have heart attacks. You could have heart-related conditions that could put you on your deathbed. But ischemic heart disease in and of itself is not a...
Doesn't push you to the front.
It does not.
What's the other one? Here's my favorite one.
Well, this one, the VA used to tell us that 70 years of age or older would be a triage reason to put you at the top of the list. But a lot of our claims are from folks who are 70 years of age or older. So now that what the word is that it's 100 years or older that would get you to the head of the line. So
100 years of age will get you to the front of the line.
Essentially, if you're 70 years old and you want to get to the head of the line, wait 30 years and you'll be there.
Or be on your deathbed.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. I don't mean to make light of it, but
it's not. You know, it's just it is pathetic what they've done. Yeah. Here we are. We start a war that's lasted for 10 years, and what, you know, and somewhere in there, the planners never thought that the people that fought the war are going to have to come back and be, and there's going to be, you know, we're going to have people hurt. And then, and you look at now the World War II veterans who are up in their 80s and 90s in many cases. And then you've got your Vietnam era who are up in their 60s when things start happening. I just find this abhorrent, what I see here from our government. And it's not just Obama. It was before him in Bush. You know, so, I mean, it's like you start a war and everybody came, but you weren't ready for them to come home.
Yeah, and it's not just those illnesses that are obvious, but a lot of times they're the PTSD, they're the mental illnesses, those factors that might prevent somebody from getting and maintaining gainful employment. And we have to factor that in there, that a lot of folks are serving during a time of war, and that enables them or makes them eligible for VA benefits. I don't think that our leaders thought about those folks getting out of service and matriculating back into society and trying to become effective folks. And we lost sight of that, I think.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break.
Well, we're not going to let anybody lose sight of it here on KCNR.
No.
We started the platform, of course, started with Carl's show on Saturdays, and it was really about enlightening everybody about veterans' issues and affairs here in the North State, what's happening in the country and in the world. We really appreciate you, Bob, and
yeah,
all
do.
The hard work that you do. And what we have to do is be diligent about the information and keep the fight. And that's why we always continue on with veterans' issues here on KCNR and our morning show.
That's right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the veterans' home right here and the problems facing the veterans' home. And what is it all dark, or is there maybe some light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, Please, give me some good news.
We're going to try and find out. There is some light here. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hello, website lost and found. How may I help you?
I've lost my website. I can't find it anywhere.
Have you checked the search engines? Google? Yahoo?
Yes, I'm afraid it will never be found. It's really overdue for its update.
You should call Shasta.com. They can help you find your website in the search engines and take care of those much-needed updates.
Hi, I'm Andy Main from Shasta.com. If this sounds familiar, then you need to give us a call. We can improve your website's visibility in the search engines and update your site with a fresh look and new content. We have many programs to help you with your online advertising, from search engine optimization to our local online directory, and with our new online coupon advertising program on Reading.net, we can drive traffic to your website. Isn't it time for your website to be found? Call us today at 224-6866 or stop by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Or visit us on the web at Shasta.com. This is Andy Main, and don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Analog living in a digital world. That's what we talk about on Boomer Tech Radio every Saturday from 1 to 2 here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you each week by BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. Advanced Automotive, providing safe, reliable auto care for their customers and our community. And Tammy Thomas, your Edward Jones advisor, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio, now at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoons, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Mamma mia!
You are not Italian.
No, but we're headed there for Second Tuesday Club.
That's right. Tuesday, August 9th at Nello's Place on Vitelli Lane.
Nello's Place. Salad with fresh grated blue cheese, great Italian food, seafood, wine.
Yeah, we get it. You like to eat. Won't you please join us at Nello's Place on Tuesday, August 9th for great food and good company, as Nello's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society helping the animals.
Yay, Italian food and animals.
Wow.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Oh, yeah, you're staying alive when you go
staying
get your
alive.
Haircut.
8:45 in the morning.
That's a little right. Tribute to Carl there.
When
yeah,
you
staying
go,
alive.
Oh, he did do that,
I went
too.
Down and got my haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop yesterday.
Dipper.
Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. DC and Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts. They give discounts to veterans, which we really like. They have discounts, of course, for seniors, which Bob really likes. That's Bob Dunlap. yeah, and Bob, and you know,
how's it feel to qualify for that menu at Lumberjack's?
Oh yeah, well yeah. If you anyway, they're you know, great haircuts, great conversation. You get the TV sets on, and you watch stock car racing, and there's National Geographic, and
a lot of back slapping, it seems.
Well, it's a lot of people go there, and we have a good time. Like I said, the conversation's great, and the people enjoy their time there. It's man's last stronghold. Last stronghold. You got to love that.
I do like that. I believe that. I don't think there should be if there's a boys club, shame on you for trying to get your foot in the door. It's not that, girls don't go there too. That don't get me wrong.
Women bring their kids there
and
the time.
They would be respectful.
Always,
absolutely.
Always are. But, it's just a lot of fun. Anyway, okay, look. Bob Dunlap, the Shasta County Veteran Service Office, is our, is our guest. And Bob, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, the easiest way is by telephone, the 225-5616 telephone number. We're located at 1855 Shasta Street. That's the old library building, the old library entrance on West Street, but that's the DA's office. The county carved out a spot for us on the ground level on Shasta Street. 1855 Shasta Street is the address. And we're open 8 to 4 Monday through Friday, but we do try to close for lunch. We'll get a bite to eat and then get back at it at 1 o'clock.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the home, the veterans' home here. It was delayed for up to a year.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of history to the veterans' home, and there's a lot of folks in the Reading area that really fought hard to get this going. And this, we're talking back to the mid-90s, that folks really started to champion the cause of the veterans' home here. And it was Senator Maurice Johannesson that really pushed to get this, and he pushed enough at Gray Davis where he signed some initial authorization to get it going. And of course Governor Schwarzenegger saw the thing through with the groundbreaking ceremony in 21 May of last year. We actually broke ground to build the home, and it was built with VA money. We're not talking a lot of California money here. 62% of the money was VA money. It was a bond act that was passed to build the home, so that building the home was not in jeopardy. Opening the home and operating
the
budget.
The home's going to be finished.
Home will be finished, and it's on target for a January 2012 completion.
But there may be no people there to open it up. Is that it?
Yeah, that might be it. And I'm relatively optimistic that we can still make some change to this delay and get the thing running, or at least one of the neighborhoods. And there's five neighborhoods in the veterans' home.
And they call them neighborhoods in the different areas there that people are admitted into.
That's correct. Just to imagine your finger on each of the five fingers is a neighborhood. They have residential care for the elderly on one finger, and that's a 30-bed unit. Another finger would be the second RCFE, residential care for the elderly. Then they go into skilled nursing, which is the third neighborhood, skilled nursing with memory care, and then residential care for the elderly memory care. Those are the five neighborhoods. The plan is to get the first 30-bed neighborhood up and running, and fully staffed, get the bugs worked out, and then open the second RCFE neighborhood after that. And they would go through iterations, and probably by the end of 2013, they would have all five neighborhoods up and running.
But this delay they're talking about means is that you're not going to have that. According to Brown and his people, is that this could go for a delay for up to a year, which means then we've got an empty building standing there.
That's correct. That's my understanding of what he would like to do, is to delay the first neighborhood standing up until 2013, which would be a year's delay. Well, I'm meeting with Frank Williams tomorrow regarding some of the nuts and bolts and how this is going to happen. And we'll get some more information about that, and I'll try to get that out to our veterans groups and out to you to get that out to the public. But there may be some hope to get this turned around. And I know the Board of Supervisors sent a letter to Governor Brown 2 days ago expressing their displeasure at Governor Brown's decision to delay that. Congressman Herger has also expressed his concern that there is funding for operations and maintenance of the facility. Let's not delay that. This is not California money. This is federal money. What are you going to do with that?
Was an MOA signed California and the VA.
That's correct.
I talked about that in one of the blogs on Time Under the Helmet with Record Searchlight. It's one thing after another, it seems like. So there is a possibility, you're saying then, is that the Veterans Home could roll in on time?
And that's what I'm thinking.
At least open at least one part of it.
At least one part of it, get that up and running.
Because if you don't, if something just stands there, it becomes a target. You're going to have to put security on it. You can't just leave that brand new building out there without somebody there watching it, or it's going to become a home, a place for people that need a place to live.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. So.
Well, there's some chance for some creative managing of the budget to get at least the first neighborhood up and running and get somewhat back on target with that. So I'll know more information about that tomorrow, and we'll get the word out as where we stand with that.
You're going to give some information tomorrow?
That's right.
What's happening tomorrow?
Well, a meeting with Frank Williams, who is the administrator of the home.
Okay.
I'll meet with him and Linda Hartman as well from the Board of Supervisors, and she's, her cause is veterans.
That's right. Linda's like that.
And so the three of us are going to meet, and we'll talk about some of the options. And
perhaps you could give us an update.
Yes, please do.
We got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bodd, our guest is
Bob Dunlap. Let's say it in unison. Bob Dunlap. We'll be right back, KCNR 1460.
Time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table, and get peace of mind today for less.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it.
Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl in the bot, 8:54 in the morning. And this is our our guest is Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. And we're talking about maybe it's not as bleak as it seems with the Veterans Home. It's very bleak with the backlog of the veterans, you know, of claims in the Veterans Administration. By the way, want to mention is that tomorrow our guests include Bethel Church. We're going to be here talking about Bethel Church and also the Convention Center. So if you've got questions concerning that, they'll be here. And we'll have them. We'll talk about their plans if they, you know, if they are awarded the contract for that, which sounds like it's going to. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, you know, we mentioned that Paul Hooser, you know, is leaving from REU, and Paul's been on our show several times. It seems like that the city council didn't. They found out about it almost the same time as we did.
Wow.
And nobody knew about it on that. So, okay, Bob Dunlap is our guest of Shasta County Veterans Service Office. And I know. Okay, last thoughts here. We've got just a few minutes here.
Yeah, really, there's three big issues that we're working right now. We talked about two of those. We talked about the backlog of claims and how difficult it is for veterans to get claims through the system. We talked about the Veterans Home and delaying that. But the third real hot-button issue for us is the HUD VASH vouchers. And it's the Housing and Urban Development VASH is the Veterans Administration's support for housing. These vouchers are supposed to go to our homeless veterans to give them a hand up from where they might be sleeping out from under the stars and get them a place to stay, get them some counseling, get them some job counseling, and maybe
a permanent housing form.
Right. And there's a way to do that, and this HUD VASH voucher is really the best way to do that. And those are orchestrated through the VA clinic in partnership with the county housing officer. We play a major part in identifying those veterans and getting them into the system. We made a request earlier this year for 25 HUD VASH vouchers,
which would cover all of Shasta County's homeless, right?
That would take a lot of the burden. We know that there's 25 homeless veterans there. The number could be in the hundreds because we just don't have a good name ID on a lot of the other homeless veterans, but there is a substantial amount of veterans that are homeless. Instead of identifying those 25 at Shasta County, the VA identified the same number, same location as they did last year, and announced that Northern California gets HUD VASH vouchers. Well, it really wasn't Northern California. It was Sacramento. It was the Bay Area. Humboldt County, for some reason, got the HUD VASH vouchers that they got the same number of last year. They paid no attention to our request for those HUD VASH vouchers. There may be a way, we're working through the VA housing, the homeless veterans official, to try to get a few of those VASH vouchers for
Shasta. Well,
here,
they made the big announcement. Northern California gets $4.5 million in assistance for the homeless. Well, Northern California ended in Sacramento, my friends. And I, you know, check out that blog. But it ends in Sacramento, and not even all the way to the northern end of Sacramento. It was just halfway through Sacramento. That's right. And so we don't count up here. And so, again, what are Feinstein, Boxer, Herger doing about this? I mean, all it would take is probably one of them to give a call and say, why aren't we getting at least three or four, five or something? One. Why don't we get at least one? And instead, as you've told and as you said before to me, they've got vouchers that aren't even used.
That's correct. They only used 90% of them last year. What happened to those the other 10% of the vouchers that weren't used? Yeah, we can sure use them here in Shasta County.
That would be $400,000 worth. Yeah. I mean, if it's 10% of $4.5 million, so $450,000, why don't you just stick it up here for our homeless veterans?
Yeah. No, I'll tell you, again, Congressman Herger is...
Congressman Herger's rolling.
He's rolling on this one, and he actually sent a letter to Vince Kane, who is the national director of HUD-BASH, and he says, why didn't Shasta County get the vouchers?
Great, great,
they asked
Wally.
For them. And,
did Feinstein and Boxer do anything?
No response.
Of course not. Of course not.
So
we're not. You know what? Northern California doesn't even fall in that equation.
Yeah, we're off the scope, I think, there. Yeah, but
at least Wally rolled in.
He did. He did.
That's good. Bob. Not a lot of good news today.
Well, we. You know what?
Is that our fault?
No, but let's just try to close the thought with, let's just close the show with a positive thought.
And what might that be?
I don't know, Bob. I'm putting it in your lap.
I'll tell you, we are helping more and more veterans at the County Veterans Service Officer than we ever have. When I first came on your show in December 2009, I think our average walk-in per month was 270.
Right.
We are steadily at that 700
wow.
Clients per month
per
walk-in.
Month?
Yes.
500 more in just in 2 years.
We must treat our veterans with integrity and respect. And thank you, Bob, because we know that when you come to our show, on our show, that is always your bottom line. And that, so we need to close our show today with those thoughts that we're going to do everything we can within our power here to help put a face on thinking positive thoughts on we have to pull together as a community
veterans
and as a society.
We as veterans need to get together and make a point of this. And we thank you for everything you do there, Bob.
Thank you, Bob Dunlap.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR. Shout.